You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
More than 61 organisations, groups and individuals have presented an open letter to the New Zealand government calling for more action and support with the Afghanistan crisis. They have identified ways in which New Zealand could be doing more for Afghans and refugees. One of the groups involved in the open letter is Oxfam Aotearoa. Connor spoke to Executive Director of Oxfam Aotearoa, Rachel Le Messieur, today about the open letter and Oxfam's own relationship with the crisis. Here they are now.
What is the open letter to the government asking for?
What we're asking the New Zealand government to do is urgently increase humanitarian and development support in the context of the extraordinary humanitarian disaster that we're seeing unroll on hour by hour in Afghanistan. Establish and ensure safe pathways of relocation and resettlement for Afghan nationals to New Zealand, particularly those that we've been working alongside for at least two decades. Establish formal mechanisms to liaise and consult in a really sort of honest and meaningful way with Afghan community here in Aotearoa in New Zealand, and really to step up and have quite a role in leading the international efforts and how we respond to what is happening in Afghanistan right now.
I just wanted to touch on what you said about taking a leading role, because since the crisis, we have seen a lot of hesitancy from Aotearoa's government in acting to help Afghanistan through this crisis. I was just wondering, why do you think there has been this hesitancy, and what could we be doing more?
I think what's really clear is that the government has, over the last two decades, spent hundreds of millions in military expenditure in Afghanistan. And we believe that in view of the support and encouragement we've given to many people in Afghanistan to stand up for democracy, to build women's rights to education and to, you know, career pathways and many other aspects of what we all take for granted in our society here, that right now, those are the very people most at risk that we believe we have a duty to really step up and support. And that means taking concrete measures to really enact, when we've heard the Prime Minister make the commitment to reassure Afghan women and girls that they will closely follow the developments in the country, listen to their voices and continue to support their rights and opportunities. We actually need some really concrete actions to follow through on that. And that involves driving agreement in the international community to establish a sort of a robust mechanism to actually really look at the type of evidence that we need to mandate, that we need to document, that we need to collect, to be able to ensure that we're getting a good picture of what is going on in respect to human rights in Afghanistan right now.
So what's Oxfam's involvement with the open letter, and who are the other parties involved as well?
So Oxfam Aotearoa is really one of many voices. There's a collective letter that we've brought that brings together organisations and individuals in Aotearoa who are really concerned, particularly Afghan communities here who are seeing their families and their loved ones and a society and a country that they love very passionately really have to deal with extraordinary crises and compounding one on top of the other, hunger, displacement, conflict, and of course COVID-19. So the organisations that have signed this letter, that have come together on this letter, we've got well over 25, 30 plus individuals who have also signed. So we've got World Vision New Zealand, we've got Caritas, we've got Action Station, Christian World Service, Fair Trade Australia New Zealand, we've got Save the Children, TIER Fund, Council of International Development. There's a significant number across the board, and we've got many individuals as well, at least another 20 to 30. So this is a strong united voice from a significant number of people who are working, who know of Afghanistan, either from Afghanistan or have spent many years working alongside partners and communities in Afghanistan.
Have you set a time limit for the government to have more action on this front, or are you just leaving it open for their interpretation of the open letter?
I think we're all knowing, whether it's on our own news feeds, what we're seeing in social media, it is literally the needs for Afghanistan are growing hour by hour. And so it's not a matter of saying, giving a, you know, a couple of days. It's actually urgent. It really is needing to make those firm commitments, both financially and for safe passage for those in Afghanistan that were to have particularly strong connections to New Zealand. Those decisions need to be made now, and as soon as possible, put those mechanisms in place, and definitely step up as soon as possible in that international community and in that space.
I just want to move now beyond the open letter and talk about Oxfam's involvement. So has Oxfam had any direct involvement with the Afghanistan crisis so far? And has it had any difficulty in giving aid to Afghans in need?
Oxfams around the world have been engaged with Afghanistan over the last 20 plus years, actually, and it is a real concern for all the different Oxfams that have got programs and partners who for many years have been working particularly with women and girls, and particularly in democracy and how to build local governance and local accountabilities into the systems for Afghanistan, and to build on those that have already been there. So what's happened in the last couple of weeks, whilst Oxfam Aotearoa hasn't got a specific program, it's really clear that the other Oxfams have been working extremely hard with, and we've supported that in any way we can, to try to see how to initially support and protect the people that we've been working alongside. And that's been incredibly difficult to do.
How can people get involved with the support of either the open letter or with Oxfam's involvement there in the crisis?
We are really aware that many New Zealanders are worried about what's happening in Afghanistan, and we are conscious that there was a petition that many of these groups put together, and we had over 25,000, I think, or 22, I think, 20, around about 22,000 people signed that petition. So we're very aware there's a significant number of support for this call to our New Zealand government to take action. So we are aware that New Zealanders can carry on that degree of support. Contact your local MP and make it clear that we really do feel that now is the time for our government to take action, both in financial and with support for refugees. For Oxfam Aotearoa, we also have on our website, oxfam.org.nz, a place where people can make donations to be able to support both the refugee challenges for Afghanistan and for refugees around the world. So very aware that this is something that many New Zealanders are worried about. And we're conscious that there is a moment in time, and now is the time that we feel that the pressure on our government is called for, and we really do think action is needed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.